Welcome to the Drum Run, Season 1, Episode 1. Please follow us to get all the latest episodes dropped directly into your podcast library. And reviews, especially the good ones, are always appreciated. And now, sit back and enjoy the ride.
Oh, hey. Where'd Stevie run off to?
I think he thought the lesson was over.
No, it was. I was just gonna tell him, hasta la vista, baby.
What is that?
It's our dumb inside joke. It's from this really super old movie we both randomly seen.
You and my 12-year-old brother have inside jokes?
Nah, just the one.
I'm sure he scampered off to his metapod bay.
He has his own bay?
I think we have, like, 8 in the house. I don't even know where they all are.
You know, he tells me about the places he visits in there. It sounds pretty wild.
If it were up to Stevie, he'd live in the metaverse. The kid needs some friends. Real ones. Not just abs. But his obsession does give us some time alone. Now, whatever shall we do? Maybe we pick up where we left off last time?
What about your dad?
Council of 10 meeting.
You know what? I should probably get going.
Is this you playing hard to get?
No.
Am I not pretty enough for you?
Of course not. You're amazing. It's just that I've got ties aging out, Shindig. And
I'll have you back by 10. Pinky promise.
Marie. Your dad, he kind of scares me.
He kind of scares everyone. That's sort of his thing.
It's just, I'm supposed to be here teaching Stevie, not
playing with me. Trust me, I'm so much more fun.
And you're also in the first estate.
Very true.
And I'm in the third estate.
Also very true.
It's against the rules.
Ford, no one enforces those rules.
Your father is Ellis Hargrove. He would kill me if he knew what we were starting to do.
He wouldn't kill you.
I'd end up outside the walls.
No, you wouldn't.
I might. And I wouldn't last 2 days out there. Is that your father's hover drive?
Huh. He's back.
Okay, this looks really bad.
Come on.
Good evening, Mr. Hargrove. How was your meeting?
It was a downright shit show. Where are Marie and Stevie?
Stevie is currently in the metapod in Bay 3. As instructed, I am monitoring his VR time, which concludes in 1 hour and 12 minutes.
Marie, Sabrina, without alerting the main system, please open one of my windows.
Of course, Marie. Overriding and opening west window in bedroom 12.
It's freezing out there.
What am I doing?
Go out the window. Then jump to the side trellis. Then climb down. Easy peasy. And Ford, be careful. I like you way too much to see you get hurt. As soon as Daddy goes to sleep, I'll come meet you.
I sort of feel like that's a really bad idea.
Ty's your roomie, and he's aging out. Plus, I love parties.
Marie, I'm not sure whether you've heard the news or not, but we need to have a family meeting in the downstairs office.
Please don't let me short this. Requesting a ride for pickup at my current location.
Good evening, Ford Hilliard. A hover drive is on its way to Section 1A in the First Estate. What is your destination this evening?
Third Estate, Section 3H, Ogden Hall.
Excellent. Expect your ride to arrive in approximately 23 seconds. Malcolm Ford Hilliard, 3rd Estate, number 42381.
Thanks for the ride. How cold is it outside?
The current temperature is 22 degrees Fahrenheit and dropping. You might have heard that a severe cold front is sweeping in from the west, otherwise known as a polar vortex. It will be the first of the winter, and the latest models have it bringing with it some of the coldest temperatures we've seen since February of 2168. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to get stuck outside for very long. Ford Hilliard, we are coming up to the First Estate checkpoint.
Where are you coming from?
1A, mixed martial arts lessons, Stevie Hargrove.
You've given a lot of those lessons there lately. Kid must be a hell of a warrior by now.
He's coming along.
You sure that's the only reason you're there?
What's that supposed to mean?
One hears things.
Maybe you should mind your own business.
Hey, I'm just looking out for a fellow Third Estater. How old are you, anyway?
18? Why?
No reason. Okay, eyes forward.
Ford Hilliard, 3rd Estate, number 42381. Entry out of the 1st Estate granted.
Enjoy what's left of the evening, Ford Hilliard.
Ford Hilliard, welcome home. You've used 37% of your travel allowance for the month. Enjoy your evening. This concludes our service.
Ford Fiesta! Get your ass in here!
There he is, the almost birthday boy.
We are partying tonight!
I can see that. You look well on your way.
It's my last hurrah.
Where you been?
Private lesson.
Private lesson my ass. I'm just messing with you.
Hey, did you hear the news?
No,
Baron Starr was found dead in his big-ass mansion tonight.
Baron Starr? Like, Council of Ten, Baron Starr?
The one and the same.
That's what all the sirens were about.
And the rumor is he was poisoned.
Do they know who did it?
Don't think so. But check this out. A Third Estater named Farrah Carter, Starr's personal chef, she disappeared an hour before his body was discovered.
Farrah Carter. I'm pretty sure I met her once. She's like a year older than me. She didn't seem like a cold-blooded killer.
Yeah, well, if it was her that off the old goat, the girl is toast. Come on, let's get you a drink. It's freezing out here.
Polar vortex coming in. Gonna be brutal the next couple days. Better dig out your winter coat.
Yeah, it'd be nice if I had one of those.
You still scheduled to leave Monday?
I haven't heard any different. Anything going on tomorrow?
Just headed to the fusion reactor.
Dr. Dave.
He's the man.
Hit this.
Nah, I'm solid.
All right. Your body's a temple.
Come on now. I'm here, we're parting, I'm letting loose.
What is that, your second?
Yes, my second, but look at the size of this thing. It's like if Bigfoot drank beer.
I'm gonna miss you, man.
I'm gonna miss you too. It's been fun, getting to hang out with such an old man.
Don't start in on me.
Hey, Ford, your girlfriend just showed up.
What do you... Who's my girlfriend?
Please tell me you didn't... Man, Marie Hargrove can't be here. Not tonight.
No, I had no idea about Baron Starr when I saw her earlier. And I told her it was a bad idea. I was very clear.
You know what could happen to us if Ellis Hargrove knew she was here? Tonight, of all nights?
Yes, I do. Actually, I don't exactly. But again, I didn't know anything about murder when I saw her.
Yeah, well, she's here now. Let's go be charming or whatever. Now that was a damn good send-off. I thank you, kind sir and madam.
So, Tybo, when's your official age-out date?
Monday.
You turn, what, 38?
Yep. The ripe old age of 38.
Then off with you.
Sorry, I know that must suck.
Hey, nothing to be sorry about. I had 20 good years inside the estate. Yeah, let's not dwell on that for now. We got tonight, ain't no tomorrow.
What are you gonna do on the outside?
According to the compact, I'll live out my days at the grooming outposts, preparing the next generation of third estaters. It won't be like this, but still a heck of a lot better than the alternative.
This is the state police. Open the door, now.
Marie, they can't find you here.
Why not?
You've gotta hide.
No, I can go wherever I want.
You got 5 seconds to open this door, then we're knocking it down.
Give me a second.
We're looking for Farrah Carter in connection with the death of Baron Starr.
Okay. Well, she's not in here.
Scan him.
Ty Witt, Third Estate, number 36907. Ford Hilliard, Third Estate, number 42381.
You, girl, come here.
By girl, are you referring to me?
Who else would I be talking to? Unless there's another female in the apartment. Is there?
No, officer. It's just us three.
Come here.
As you wish.
Marie Hargrove, First Estate, Platinum.
Marie Hargrove, as in Ellis Hargrove?
Daddy.
I didn't realize...
who my father was? So what, now you're going to treat me differently?
Well, yes, of course.
Miss Hargrove, our apologies. Regardless, we're still required to do a sweep of the apartment.
Officers, knock yourselves out.
Remind me again why you spend so much free time noodling around my fusion reactor.
I know you won't believe this, but teaching first estaters how to land a roundhouse kick is not as stimulating as you might imagine.
Fair point. By the way, I just got the latest data dump from the reactor. The output's off. A bit more this time.
Any idea what the issue is?
Oh, I know what the issue is. We've got an aging fusion reactor that needs some TLC.
Huh. I didn't know fusion reactors required love.
All things eventually need to be revamped. In this case, we require a fresh infusion of neodymium.
You mentioned that before. What is it?
An extremely rare element that acts as a magnet to keep the reactor stable.
I take it it's not easy to come by.
Once upon a time, it was found in a handful of mines in California.
And now?
It's unclear whether any exists. We sent a military expedition out last year to locate some, but they weren't successful.
Why not send a team of scientists? People who would know what to look for?
Yep. Only problem is, Second Estate scientists aren't exactly chomping at the bit to go beyond the walls.
So what happens if you can't find the Neo?
Eventually, we'll have to shut down the whole damn reactor. Either that or one day it'll char us all to a crisp and... that will not be a pleasant sight. I can promise you that.
You shut down the reactor...
and we all go back to living in the Dark Ages. Just like most of the folks living beyond the walls. Anywho, take a look. Let me know what you think.
You got it, Doc.
And do not be late on my account. The last thing I need is an earful from Joyce Selsby. Woman is not a fan.
I wouldn't take that personally. I'm pretty sure Joyce doesn't like people in general. That's why they stuck her with all the kids.
Yo, Ford, you're late. Joyce is not happy.
Brixie, first of all, I am not late.
Huh. You sure about that?
Maybe a tiny bit. Have you actually seen her today?
Yeah, her exact words were that little shit's gonna be late to his own funeral.
Wow. She called me a little...
Ford Hilliard, as I live and breathe.
Joyce! Hey, good morning. Before you say anything, let's both agree I am a teensy tiny bit late. However, let's also agree that...
You're 18 minutes late. And as the teacher of intro to kickboxing, you are supposed to be here 10 minutes before the scheduled start, not after. This is not proprietary information.
You're right. I apologize. I was going over some of the data points at the reactor. There are some anomalies that Dr. Dave wanted me to take a look at.
I'm gonna say this just once, and I want you to really hear me this time, okay? Your job isn't at the fusion reactor. That's second estate business. You are third estate, just in case you've forgotten. Your job is to teach all these wonderful young first estaters how to kick and how to box, thus the name, kickboxing.
I know that.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
I hear you say that you know it, but I don't think you really know it.
I promise you, I do know it.
I don't think you do.
I really do.
Great, then start your class.
Yeah, start the class.
Start the class. Start the class.
All right, all right. But before I get this party started, I have but one simple question for all of you. Who here wants to learn how to do the flying Superman punch? A move, by the way, that is so powerful, so earth-shattering, that your opponent will very likely explode upon impact.
Yeah! Yeah! I want to see someone explode.
Welcome, Ford Hilliard, 3rd Estate, number 42381.
Thanks for the ride. Any news I should be aware of?
There is quite a bit of news to report. Estate peace officers continue their search for Farah Carter, age 20, in connection with the death of the 1st Estate and Council of 10 member, Baron Starr. Anyone with information on her whereabouts should come forward immediately. Any third or second estate member harboring or withholding information will be subject to banishment from the estate as set forth in the Council of Ten bylaws. On the weather front, the severe weather system, known as a polar vortex, continues to hit our region with record low temperatures. This should continue over the next 2 days, followed by a return to temperatures well in excess of 100 degrees Fahrenheit. It will be a quick transition, according to the latest models. Thank you for riding with us, Ford Hilliard. You've used 43% of your monthly transportation allowance. Enjoy the rest of this extremely chilly afternoon we are experiencing. Good afternoon, Ford. Crummy weather we're having, wouldn't you say?
Gonna get worse from what I hear.
Quite a bit worse, yes.
Is Ty home?
He is, in his room. Shall I tell him you're home?
Nah, let's let him rest up after last night.
Ty's not sleeping, I can tell you that much.
You're the PO from last night. How'd you get in here?
Ford Hilliard? You and Ty Witt are under arrest for harboring a fugitive from justice wanted in connection for the murder of Baron Starr.
No. What are you even talking about?
Farah Carter was arrested earlier today here in your apartment.
Ty, what the hell's going on?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure being set up.
By who?
I have no idea, but not by these two idiots.
Another comment like that and you'll be digging your teeth out of the back of your head.
Who? Who told you to arrest us?
We take our orders from Commander Silas of the Second Estate. Who he takes his orders from? That's not my concern.
This is a mistake.
Harboring a fugitive from justice who poisoned someone on the Council of Ten, that was your mistake.
And now it's time to pay the piper. Hands in front.
We took the liberty of bagging up your clothes.
If this person, this Farah person, was here in our apartment, then she broke in.
Not my problem.
According to Estate Law Rule 206, all applicable domicile entry and exit logs will be thoroughly checked and verified. Until then, you're coming with us.
Any trouble on the way out to the holding facility? And I'll make you wish you'd never been born.
Like everything that's good in life always comes to an end.
Drum Run stars Noah Kaishian as Ford, Abby Huffstetler as Farah, Junior Nyong'o as Ty, Colby Muhammad as Roxy, and Spencer Hunsaker as Ace. Additional performances by Grayson Heil, Marco Baricelli, Taiwo Shokan, Jalen Davidson, Jake Milgard, Leon Shore, and Chase Sen. Drum Run is written and directed by Corey Sen. Recorded at Blitz Recording. If you haven't already, please follow Drum Run and give us a quick review or rating. This helps our smaller production compete with the big guys, and who doesn't love an underdog? Am I right?